Blog Talk Radio.
Koda, Mojuba Asheda, Mojuba Aluwa Mi, Apolabi Pega, Mojuba Araba Mi, Adesanya Awuyade, Mojuba Ogute Compound Ode Remo, Mojuba Baba, Mojuba Yeye, Mojuba Egun, to all the God children, Mojuba Egun to all the Babalawos, the Ears, Mojuba Egungun to all the chiefs, Mojuba Egungun to all the Awos, Mojuba Egungun to all those that are listening, who are tuned in. We give praise and thanks to the Most High. We say Ashe, 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 Ashe,
Ashe,
Ashe,
Ashe, O. Welcome to Sign of the Times, everyone. This is Queen Tahira. Sign of the Times is brought to you by the UAC, the United African Coalition for Justice and Human Rights, and New Power Radio Network. We began the UAC after the unjust Zimmerman verdict of July 2013, and we ask you to please continue to support us and our sponsors, Manhood Raising Culture, headed up by my co-host on Wednesday nights, Dr. James Jones. You can find Dr. Jones on Facebook as well as on the World Wide Web at manhoodraceculture.com. Also, please support Arlie Gordon of Unity Design. Unity is spelled U-N-I-T-E-E. Please reach out to Brother Arlie and support him and the good work that he's doing in Detroit, as well as we want to always remember to never forget our beloved brothers and sisters behind enemy lines and the families and loved ones and friends that they represent. So please reach out to Unheard Voices, the Free Alabama Movement, and the Free Ohio Movement, respectively on Facebook and on the World Wide Web at freealabamamovement.com and freeohiomovement.org. So I want to remind you all about the Redistribute the Pain campaign, and this is going to be a short broadcast because I've got my hands in the fire on a lot of things right now, and the main thing that needs to happen right away is, one, you know, we need some funds. We need people to contribute to the movement, to the freedom movement, to Sign of the Times, to the work that we're doing here locally and the work that we're contributing to on a national and international level. You know, we're not new at this. You know, we've been at this for a while, and it's time for the community to step up. I mean, I don't know, how or where everyone is as far as, their particular financial situations, but just about anybody can afford $5 or $10. We spend that at McDonald's and Starbucks and wherever else, So we definitely could make a contribution to Sign of the Times and the Freedom Movement. And so if you choose to do that, you can do it through our PayPal. It's signothetimes19@gmail.com. We also have a webpage for the Free Ohio Movement fundraising effort, and I'll pull that up here in a second. But you can also contribute to PayPal directly to me if you'd like. My email address is vansparks19@gmail.com, vansparks19@gmail.com, and you can send us a contribution that way. What I'm willing to do is paint, and I will send you some cute little fundraising trinkets we have made and contributed to, and I thank the people who have made that possible. If you want to support the Free Ohio Movement, you can do that through our YouCaring site at youcaring.com/Free Ohio Movement. And so far, we've collected a big $40 of our $10,000 goal. But it's $40 to the good. It helped pay for a Sign of the Times for a month. And our mailing address, 1623 Dalton Street, Cincinnati, Ohio, number 14939. 45250. Again, Sign of the Times, New Power Radio Network. You can address it to me, Queen Tahira, if you like. Our mailing address is 1623 Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N, number 14939, Cincinnati. So, and of course, Bars Beyond Bars is available still on Amazon.com, B-A-R-Z-B-E-Y-O-N-D-B-A-R-Z, Bars with a Z, not an S. So you can find that on Amazon.com. And again, it's under Tahira Asafo. Unfortunately, I can't change it yet. So, please reach out to us so we can continue to support you, continue to support Decarcerate Louisiana, the Free Alabama Movement, the National Freedom and Justice Movement, and most of all, the Universal Movement of Redistributing the Pain. We also have a Voice Your Vote campaign where we're asking especially those who have loved ones behind enemy lines to register to vote. And voice your vote. Vote people out that need to come out and vote people in that need to go in. And one thing that we have to start to do is argue our arguments a little stronger, a lot stronger, and change our paradigm and how we are approaching problem solving when it comes to our community. The people truly do have power. We have power in every state constitution. We have power in the national constitution, and we have power on an international level, as well as on a spiritual level with universal law, unalienable rights, and human rights. So do your homework, everybody. Pull up your state constitution. Find out exactly what it says and what it does not say. Look at the difference between laws, rules, codes, and ordinances. Because a lot of us are getting caught up in the justice system or the injustice system. Because we don't know any better and we don't know how to argue our cases and our positions in the proper manner. And once we learn that and get that down, That's something that no one can take from you, no matter where you are, and they can't keep you from teaching it to those who are in the community who need to hear this message. So, study unalienable rights and natural law and human rights, as well as your state constitution and the Constitution of the United States, because there are tools in there that can be used, and we should be using them to our favor. So I want to share with you the latest article that Brother Benu Hannibal Rassan has written, formerly known as Melvin Ray of the Free Alabama Movement, and it's in the most recent issue of the San Francisco Bay View, the national black newspaper, and it reads, "Our finances have to be redirected from cookies and chips towards freedom initiatives," and it's dated May 27, 2018, and it's part 7 of the campaign to redistribute the pain. And so it says, on January 21st, 2018, our loved elder, revolutionary leader, teacher, Honorable Richard Mufundi Lake, joined the ancestors. Baba Mufundi left us with knowledge, love, and an example of how to live a life of truth, integrity, conviction to struggle, love for his beauty, his beautiful, faithful, and devoted wife, Miss Carolyn Wine Nigeri Lake, and family, and with an understanding that sacrifice is necessary. For the many of us who had the privilege of being in the classroom of life with Ancestor Mufundi, let his transition serve as yet another lesson to us of the immediacy of our situation behind these walls, and serve as a reminder of why we can't wait to commit our all to the struggle to end slavery in America. We are, without any doubt, still slaves and chattel here in America for no reason other than the color of our skin. While others may suffer as collateral consequences due to the class struggle, racism serves as the primary driver behind capitalism, parasitic greed, and the genocidal tendencies being waged against black people in the U.S. and worldwide. America has never known any purpose for black people except domination of our labor. In the document, David Walker's Appeal, we learned that American slave owners devised a plan to send all free blacks to the colony Liberia so that they could not mingle with or educate and influence the enslaved blacks who were to remain in America. The slave was to remain isolated, totally uneducated, and forever surrounded and contained by a society and system that offered only one option for black people, forced slavery with no hint of humanity. The only knowledge we were to have was who we were owned by and what our job was. America has never known any purpose for black people except domination of our labor. Very little about this model has changed under the prison slave system that has been erected under the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. As slaves, we are separated more and more from society every day. Some states offer up to 5 free letters each month to indigent slaves. In Alabama, you receive 2 free legal letters each week. That's it. If you can't afford stamps to write your family, or you lack legal representation, you are effectively cut off from communicating with society. In the solitary confinement units, you get 1 phone call every 30 days, except in disciplinary seg, where no phone calls are allowed. We receive 1 visit every 90 days in administrative segregation and 1 visit every 6 months in close or maximum custody. Very little about this model has changed under the prison slave system that has been erected under the 13th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. As slaves, we are separated more and more from society every day. And I'm repeating that stuff on purpose. Otherwise, we talk to these walls, toilets, or to ourselves. The outside world is something that exists only in our heads. How can a prison system in Alabama or anywhere prepare a person to return to society by cutting us off totally from society? The mind-altering effects of such oppressive conditions cannot be denied. In the groundbreaking book, Understanding the Assault on the Black Man, Black Manhood and Black Masculinity by Wesley Muhammad, PhD. Dr. Muhammad cited from a report in the Chicago Tribune about how poverty, neglect, or sensory deprivation of the kind we experience in solitary confinement can negatively affect and reset the brain's chemistry. Chemical manipulations of the mind and body plays a vital role in social control. Nowhere is that more evident than in the prison system. The food, water, and medicine that we are exposed to on a daily basis plays an important role in how we develop behind these walls. Our bodies are constantly polluted with toxic food, processed meats, genetically modified products, contaminated water, cheap or experimental medicines, etc., which adversely affects not only our physical health, but also our mental health and disposition. These chemical weapons disrupt important biological functions, including the biochemistry of the body and the endocrine system, which affects mood, stress, aggression, impulsive behavior, addiction, social interaction, violence, etc. Dr. Muhammad goes on to point out how drugs like K2, ice, marijuana, and cocaine are designed and manipulated to produce a desired result. The drugs always seem to come along at the height of a struggle and civil disobedience. Alas, in the midst of the current prisoners' human rights movement, we see new drugs seemingly to originate inside the prison. Standing and being involved in the movement also entails knowing the seen and unseen strategies and forces that are being employed against the struggle. Drug overdoses and suicides have gotten so bad that they hardly make news anymore. And as the death toll continues to climb, the sedatives, downers, opioids, Flocka, and Suboxone drugs are being endlessly introduced into the prisons to keep our eyelids closed to being closed. Stay woke, people. Please stay woke. Our survival is at hand. As we move further along into 2018, we have to continue to plan, strategize, mobilize, and bring all our forces closer to being one. From the inside, we continue to need more artists, authors, activists, organizers to step forward. Our sister Queen Tahira and others just launched Bars Beyond Bars magazine. This is yet another platform that we can use to reach the people. In addition, our brother Kwame Shakur has worked to create several social platforms, YouTube channel live, and a Blog Talk radio show to help spread the movement. And as I have stated previously, we still have room for even more innovations because we still have work to do in forming a national coordinating committee to establish a national organization that will be all of our factors that will bring all of our factors together, as well as our need to find an app developer so that we can create an app that will make all our platforms just one click away. Also, we need to monetize all our content and create an e-business so that we can sell our products, leather and crafts, books, poetry, art, cards, calendars, and whatever else we create from inside these prisons so that we can finance our own operations within our movement. One brother who recently reached out from Missouri, C.I. Ballard, expressed frustration with the slave mindset that he continues to encounter. I ain't getting involved with that. I'm just trying to go home, or I'm trying to do my time, etc. Well, while we continue to try to reach this mindset head on, we also need to be constantly creating alternative content, music, books, etc. to reach these people. This is the work of the National Committee to help devise plans and tactics that can be used to recruit and help change minds. Actions like the Campaign to Redistribute the Pain 2018 help to identify candidates who are willing to sacrifice for freedom and are committed to ending slavery and to stop funding the system. These are the people who will help lead, guide, and direct the national organization and volunteer to be a part of the National Coordinating Committee being proposed by Brother Kwame Shakur of Prison Lives Matter. Those who refuse to wear the chains will not financially support the very system of slavery that paradoxically relies on the same financial support to afford and buy the chains. We can accomplish this only by making those tough decisions that call for separation. separation from the system. By doing this, we won't get caught up in the abyss of organizing just for the sake of creating another organization, while continuing to act in ways that are counterproductive in our livelihoods. We have to organize around the problem only and create an organization that constitutes the solution. I will close this article with words of encouragement to all men, women, and young adults who have been made a sacrifice being held behind these walls for our freedom, including C.I. Ballard, Kwame Shakur, Manuel Chase, M. Omar G., FreedomBrothers.com, Quinetta H. out of Texas, Mary Shields out of Mississippi, and many others who have contacted the Free Alabama Movement at our P.O. box. We are 4 months into a one-year, bi-monthly, February, April, June, Black August, October, December boycott campaign against collect phone calls, canteen snacks, store draws, incentive packages or visitation vending machines, and the like. Our objective is to defund prison systems by disrupting departmental operating budgets by removing these funds from their government budgets and redirecting these funds towards building a national organization whose agenda and purpose will be to end mass incarceration and prison slavery. These redirected funds will help generate and disseminate educational materials and books on mass incarceration, prison slavery, and the 13th Amendment, help incarcerated freedom fighters publish books, articles, poems, art, and crafts, and other material needed to fund our movement, help to develop an e-business platform to centralize funding, and, among other things, development of our own app so that we can coordinate and organize all of our movement information into one click of a button. We can never be an independent movement if we don't establish an independent structure. Our family at Bayview has put out a call notifying us that it costs $7,000 in printing costs each month to produce our Holy Scripture. This is a cost that we should be covering from behind these walls with ease. The fact that we are connecting through this newspaper only shows how important it is to us. The fact that we are not supporting Bayview financially in the same way that Bayview is supporting us, while at the same time we give unconditional support to the collect phone call companies and canteen to the tune of billions each year, merely shows our shortcoming as a movement, and more important, why we need to step up and to another level and organize nationally. April has ended. May is here signaling that June is near, which it has arrived, which means that once again it's time to redistribute the pain. 2018. Ben New Hannibal, Ross Sun, Free Alabama Movement, and they've listed as the Book of the Month, Understanding the Assault on the Black Man by Wesley Muhammad, Newspaper of the Month, the Bayview Newspaper and Magazine of the Month is Bars Beyond Bars. And you can write to Brother Melvin, Brother Ben New Hannibal's son, at Melvin Ray, number 163-343, Limestone Correction Facility, D-70, 28779 Davis Road, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Again, you can write to Brother Hannibal Ross' son at Melvin Ray, number 163-343, at Limestone Correctional Facility, Section D-70, 28779 Nick Davis Road, Harvest, Alabama, and the zip code there is 35749. So as we say always on Sign of the Times, we can never forget our brothers and sisters who are behind enemy lines, and we want to thank Brother Hannibal, son, for just, you know, being the soldier that he is, being the warrior that he is, being the comrade that he is, being the brother that he is, the father that he is, and grandfather even that he is, despite it all, and staying strong throughout this process. Because I met Brother's son was the first Free Alabama Movement brother that I met, and came across his information on social media and was immediately struck by not only what they were saying, but by the passion that came behind it. And hey, you know, I've been on board ever since. We've had successful campaigns to stop the prison building in Alabama. The first campaign strike that we've had that they sat down and refused to go to work. And there's been several strikes since then that they've helped inspire. The McDonald's campaign where we exposed them for using prison labor. We've got Victoria's Secrets, Walmart, BP, and quite a few others that are also on that list of pimping slave labor And this is something that we have to address as a community. That's the only way that it's going to change. And the only way for it to change is for the people to take their power back. So, again, we want to send a shout-out to Brother Hannibal, Brother Melvin Ray. And if you missed any of that information, you can reach out to me, and I can get you in contact with Brother Melvin. But please, again, you know, keep him and the fam, three brothers, especially King Dati, as he's continuing to heal, in your positive thoughts and prayers, because, you know, we would not all be here collectively working on this freedom struggle if they had not made the sacrifice for us to be able to do it. So, yeah, hang out with me for a little bit. I'll be back in a minute. And if you have any questions or comments, feel free to hit one if you're listening on your phone. If you are listening on your computer, you can dial in at 917-889-8059. 917-889-8059. And if you have a loved one that is behind enemy lines, you can reach out to me and I can help you find them. So my phone number is area code 513-913-2691, 513-913-2691, Queen Tahira on Facebook, at Queen Tahira on Twitter, and Queen _ Tahira on Instagram. And Tahira is spelled T-A-H-I-Y-R-A-H. So please reach out to us so we can reach out to you. We're going to hang out for a little bit. If no one pushes one to come in the queue, I'm going to go ahead and sign off and wrap this magazine up tonight, hopefully. So thank you for listening, everybody. And as always, we love you. We thank you. And most of all, we respect you. So we'll see you on Tuesday live and in living color here on Side of the Times if I don't come back. All right. Talk to you soon, everybody. Salute.
No, darling.
My people, we got to make it.
The alarm as it was boiling over with consternation among the people, forcing the hand of men who would see to their God-given rights. The root of the problem was far deeper than an inability of inter-ethnic relations. The source derived from political exploits and legal ramifications that proved to be frail and fraudulent. The same would inevitably keep the nation in a continual chaotic state of some sorts. And how frightening it is to know that even in our present time, political, legal, and economic exploitation maintains common place in the dark havens of our democracy. Pounding the pavement with troops swollen with prophetic indignation against all odds. It is the packed sales in the rest of 60s, making headlines on TV to voice prophetic grievances, not to tickle ears and appease them. Revolutionary statesmanship, as found embodied in General Toussaint Louverture on the shores of Haiti, setting political holds and ideological strongholds on who's capable, who is a conqueror, or more succinctly, who is also a man. We are called to continue in his legacy, unashamed to denounce political figures by name. Are we afraid and ashamed to lose tax exemptions if we truly preach in his name? In America, and who is speaking prophetic truth to power and making our world a morally better place? These are my thoughts, not just for my tomorrow, but for our tomorrow. Future in our hands, ours for the taking, shaping, and making.
I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah. Yeah, I'm so dull like, yeah. Woo. We gon' blow like, yeah. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty. I'm on get it. This is belly. Ooh. On my Kodak. Black. Ooh, know that.
America, I just checked my following. Listen, you motherfuckers owe me.
Get down. boy called A. This is where the cannons from. The next one's a foreign day. Just a big dog, yeah. My kindle came in a backyard. My barbarian life is a dog.
Okay.
Real recognize real all day, not sometimes, but all the time. So my mind stay alert and constantly update like the latest modification on the computer system. Cause I ain't trying to fall victim to no more programs. Real recognize real all day. I saw the black book, blueprints, and diagram of how life operates. Now I penetrate cracks of opportunity like water within this matrix. Sidestep hatred when I'm faced with it. Face Hell's Gate without even sinning against God. So it's a must that I go hard. And when it comes to the gold mine or this great mind that I am today, I can honestly say that God's grace did it. Cause I can now see the bigger picture of us winning as a whole. And not just in political circles, but in our own family and community circles. Cause I realize that the cycle that is the reality of our today is also a circle. Playing dumb because media got us believing that smart black people are images of earth. Now known to the pain of our black eyes that puts us down to the color purple. So exposed to how someone tried to assassinate and hide the truth. Now I'm on point like the star that's always north in the sky from anywhere on earth that you look. Better said, I'm on point because this is God work. So each piece is pinned for y'all first, then me. Cause in this moment at present, I'm the doctor pinning remedies to heal our pain and heals. And this ain't no tall or fairy tale. These tales are all the struggle. And besides, I never did do make-believe very well. And I place the weight of the truth of what I speak on the scale. And watch the story as he tells.
Straight.
Yes, again. Please. Real recognition. Real all day. Somewhere in between space and reality. I saw the heavens turn silent for about the space of an hour. I saw the wounds that wouldn't heal until what was written within the unsealed seals were fulfilled. I saw a bloodline of kings and queens without royalty, living on the earth, not knowing their worth, yet existing like paupers. I saw their children walk as grounds cursed while servants rode on horses. I saw underage teens giving birth to abortions and poison sold to fiends in order to sow disorder in the web of destruction. I saw corruption in high places on every realm. I saw souls hanging in the balance with the spirit shackled. I saw a city with a motor allow lead-filled water to create martyrs. And that's M-A-T-Y-R-S, who I will save you with the S on his chest. Because power is switching hands, and the faith in our so-called leaders crumble like castles made out of quicksand. What I'm saying is that I saw politicians twisting truths while the media fed us straight lies covered in camouflage. I saw an imitation game, but nobody hear our cries or can feel our pain.
You are a lovely black man. You think you just people. Let me be the first to tell you that you are all people. The moment these dust motherfuckers set foot here decided they fight, and you can be black, and that's the nice name they call you. Let me paint a picture of what's waiting for you on the show.
I think a lot of what we see with our people today is that sort of fractious reaction to that kind of past that is not that far away. It's not that far away. It's three generations away. It's not that far away.
Okay. I was born within a beautiful black encasement. Valued high enough for thieves to cross deep waters with me. Rather thick skinned in the midst of treason. I never fully appraised the reason why they were so intrigued by me. Now, this seemingly endless sea that rebirths my identity. Are the
shot down by my community, or almost as likely be shot down by the so-called ones sent to protect me. So my black heart speaks more of my origin than my ethos. A heart strong enough to survive rain and pain, rather than being labeled a wicked heart destined for change. From where I come from, I am, by all accounts, a soul survivor. And my black heart is strong, the heart of a rider. And this is my will to live.
Yeah, very, very much. Man, it's deep. You know, that's what I'm saying, how you live through it.
Okay. What is the will to live? Is it the feeling that I had to feel as a child sojourner on this earth for only 14 years? Being unable to connect with peers, isolating myself, grasping for help that wasn't built as I inhaled in a breath that kept me going when my stripes got way past the concept for real. And dudes that I knew who would kill sent death threats had me hiding the pain inside of ecstasy pills because my palms were sweat and my heart could be heard beating in my ears as I stood clutching plastic handles and steel. My tears burn a chill. I mean a hole into a black heart twice as cold as winter snow, leaving me to feel the pitch of a world without a soul. Like on that pitch black night when the curse of a bad eyesight could only see the aim of flames bursting out of the dark, nearly killing me. Only 14, yet knee deep in them shark infested waters known as the inner city streets, hounded by thugs and police, not knowing what a guard or higher power was, not knowing who or what to trust at dusk was kicked up from the battle or the dangers and demons fighting inside of me. So I guess that my will to live is my torch burning strong, and that voice from another dimension telling me to hold on in the midst of the thoughts of suicide. When the cosmic forces collide and the powers that be plotting plan genocide against my kind, I realize that on a deeper level, the will to live is also my will to survive.
I mean, if you're just not made of more compassionate stuff, how do you even have the faith and the belief that there is a God and that the goodness does exist and that, you know, I just have to hang on to that and try to move forward, although everything in my life is devastation.
Storm in the city. We live in times of tremendous violence and strife, days that inspire great compassion and pity. But we must also remain forthright, true, and vigilant too, to survive the turbulent storm that's raging in this city. For the storm we face isn't quiet nor nice and warm. It's not a gentle wind that's stirred by a sensuous melody. The song of this storm is vicious and high-strung, a destructive tune that fulfills the mandate of prophecy.
And when he had broken the state of seal, there was silence in heaven for about the space of an hour.
Okay.
Radio and television program had somewhat succeeded in its agenda to dumb down the black mind. The goal is to leave us as battles a thousand times. That is why our communities are riddled with bullet holes, infested with disease, flooded with drugs, and plagued by systematic designs that divide and conquer while stoking the flames of black on black crime. Man, we've lost our vision and gone colorblind. The black man treats the black man like he ain't black no more.
Okay.
Over 500 black-on-black murders in a single city, and we boast about it. See, I know the truth about the effects and effects of poverty, and as I speak, I now think that is my definition of insanity. You understand? See, I give power to truth, and I speak that same truth to power, to the establishment, because they are the evil scientists who instituted this sadistic social experiment, socio-economically induced and otherwise. Therefore, my reaction is not one of surprise when I view the actions of those of us who are still mentally enslaved and psychologically hypnotized, scorned, and emotionally traumatized. Our children no longer shed tears. We are people spiritually shackled and chained. We get geeked up, turned up, never to realize these are our inner demons being energized. I minister the truth in order to revolutionize.
Revolution won't stop, stops the bloody end of existence itself.
From the womb of my earth, my eyes can be open, though never blue.
Okay.
Blue in regret for sorrow, which is not an option in this ongoing struggle for liberation.
Anglo-Saxonism need not be my lot to combat such veiled contemporary tyranny. Unattained by ingenuity and craft, this beautiful black encasement enshrines the very god of oppressed, and it brings out heaven's best, and deep within curtail satanic assailants who assassinate the character of people still struggling for parity, not ignorant to the underlying reasons for their disparity.
So, shall I stand idle and watch the tender plan of my son be broken and bruised by the infiltration of foreign systems and ideologies that paint pictures of prosperity, placing my seed in pieces of social art to be viewed as cases? Young, courageous black men who have no hope, being socially isolated by Willie Lynch legislation and racial profiling, forcing them to live on the periphery of the politically motivated propaganda machine that idolizes untrained coward cops who demonize them as dangerous because of the color of their skin. It's not their skin that they feel, but the retribution due to resurrect the Son of Justice in their name. The sound of the shofar can be heard in every home. The sense of imminency can be felt. Time for action is now. Accounts must be rendered. Resistance is futile. Compliance is mandatory. Responsibility must not perish in the streets. Before justice, there's always judgment.
Okay.
Makes me harder for the inner eye to think or even see clearly, because it's very reason.
lost that nuclear. I mean, spiritually piercing spirits with spills built in the true mint deal. In other words, I'm speaking the truth and I need to appeal. But to shield us against all odds. Yeah, so surprised by how many of us are against the odds. Rough. I don't really think that a certain element of our culture really get it. And I say that with emphasis. Because from my point of view, our future looks too empty. Like pockets after Black Friday and holiday shopping. So our thought process is thoughts like, we gotta get it. And since crime is what some decide to do to get a quick penny, people instantly become victims. Statistics tally up dead bodies and another prison sentence. So I stand in the midst of it, using my front, back, and peripheral vision. Because our thoughts get conflicted when we begin contending for survival. We start believing that a number with a comma and zeros is the end of our trouble. Maybe for a second, but the struggle still bubbles as we all melt in the same pot.
And the odor of sanctity does not cease to be. When the flow leads, the blessings lead, and we all gonna breathe this heat.
I got a decision to make.
can't perpetrate. Don't wanna perpetuate the hate. You gotta find a clean slate. I gotta believe it's not too late. The purpose of the black culture should be to cultivate dignity and respect. Without that, we just die. We just cry. With no love, no change. But we're in an evolutionary phase. This hill ain't our fate. A revolutionary stage. And we're the characters in these pages. Prophets and sages. Poets of truth. If justice is the cause, let it be justice for all. And don't just forget about what they see. We all know slavery is wrong. Exploit me, that's wrong. Throw away the key, that's wrong. And if I exploited you, I'm sorry. Maybe that's what I thought I was supposed to do. And the secret unfolds in history. If we don't pretend, we begin to understand. We need to hear both sides to know the truth. So I expose the lies, so you can know it for yourself. The roles sometimes reverse, and deception is always a curse. My attitude is a peaceful demonstration for the culture of my black nation. My folks, all love the truth. Michael Malone, Change the One Poet.
Born into a nation of impoverished justice, I have starved for truth. And Haiti's assaults have had free reign long enough. Woe unto those who have systematically lined their pockets, exploiting me while using God's name in vain. I look to my culture left in its hybrid ruins, the consequence of a socially engineered schematic for cultural domination. And yet I see far enough to know only a cross awaits me. Pardon my days, weeks, and years spent in brazenly obnoxious prophetic hip-hop screams. I've only courted America's attention to the state of emergency surrounding my ungoverned people as lost sheep on inner city streets without visions, only substandard, else imprisoned dreams. This is merely the story of a soul born black, feeling to find his way.
I was born in the U.S. of A, a native in this city, Atlanta, GA. I know we're supposed to be peers, but how's that the case? Our worlds were too different to be the same. I know where the lines divide, unfortunate but true. I knew you weren't from around my way when you entered the room. As for me, I was taught, stay on your side, and so I stayed on mine. Life in the city can be crazy, it doesn't matter if it's yours or mine. Sometimes we draw our own lines, and every line isn't straight in this city. You can't mend all this ills with utopian ideals alone. I prayed and thought a lot in that room about their threads of suspicion, the weave of their case. I was never the bad guy. You could have asked someone who knew. It's true, the lines weren't rightly divided. If you look closer, you see we're not the same. I went to court again today. The decorum was the same. The people against me. I saw beautiful Asian eyes looking into mine. In a British accent, my attorney assumed to be liberal and true. A representative for the people portraying me as a menace to my city. I saw the lines cross. It could have gone either way. And I braced myself for the worst case. And there was a tension inside. It wasn't right. I shouldn't have been in that room. Pushing up stretch in an 8x12 room, I no longer wonder why the lines get twisted and switched. Things aren't supposed to stay the same while they. I grew, I changed, I never stopped fighting my case. I won by embracing my struggle like winter cold. The hard lessons were mine. I don't despise them anymore. I made it. You still won't find a perfect line in my city. The negative must lead me to a greater and happier end. I must travel the path that's true. To prevent myself from becoming an angry man, I must pursue a character noble and true. I used to think my prayers were unanswered, still I kept talking to God in my room. Destined to find my way, destined to become more than a mere product of my city. Destined to transcend the twisted line, the caterpillar doesn't remain the same. I quietly listen to that inner voice, I trust mine. At times, you'll get it wrong. I surrounded myself with many counselors just in case. Simple paradox may present a difficult case. We may unravel majestic truth, but not everything we think is true. I sift knowledge continually, letting time and experience examine mine. Delusion defies freedom. I cannot be contained by a room. I learned about the struggle. Understand, all struggles aren't the same. My life has become an adventure. I will leave here and go to a new city. A city big and beautiful. I will call it mine. I will learn the lines and find room for myself. Maybe I'll find love. Maybe it'll be true. I've already envisioned this resurrection of me. God himself has erected the establishment of our peace, knowing that a man's days on earth are a very short lease. Therefore, I stand to live, to give my strength to many, knowing beyond a shadow of doubt that his seed shall not abide alone. And who are you, might I ask? Mystery enshrouds all we shall be, all we shall see. Have we not come into this world to possess wisdom, to discern the times and seasons of our sojourn? And what a great awakening. We have never been what they portrayed us to be. And was Yahshua anything less than a king, who they deemed to be a rebel and a criminal, as it was presumptuously made to seem? The wickedness of a perverse psychology, a pandemic of reverse psychology. History tells of countless victims enslaved, made merchandise of in a demonic economy, forced to be troughed to a whore, riding the beast.
Before the strength of his heart stopped, there was no right to remain silent. In fact, there were no rights at all. He had the right to life. And even the farthest right-wing jerk, expressing no sympathy, no hurt, can look Trey's mother in the eyes and definitively say her son deserves to be in the dirt. For we die unsung. Beautiful words penned when he said, I am the Lord that brought thee out of the house of bondage. He broke thy chains. With a terrible storm of plagues upon thine enemies, prophetic poets of Torah proclaim.
The odor of sanctity does not cease to be because of the blindness of a child's untrained eye, not yet trained to see. Now when the keys of knowledge have been stripped away maliciously, now when the child has become a casualty in your society among prisoners in a war they never started, just a child against a machine, a regime of corruption and greed. In a world where the powers that be have created an artificial society for me, where conforming the identity has become a cruel experiment on me, would you train us to be subordinates, fit with false identities, sufficient to do your dirty work and fight your hard wars for you in the name of liberty? But whose liberty comes if it's not the liberty of us all? No wonder we try so hard to find our way. The mold must first be broken from the top to the bottom. The tragedy that quakes stirs the sleeping children to wake at ground zero.
Spun within the ghetto riddle of a black male stereotypical mental spiral out of control in the black widow's web inducing caskets and criminals. Not many of us left without bullet riddles. A career path prospected for the product we served in the dark havens of pipelines intelligent design. Visualized the mystery of iniquity, incarnated in the form of a white girl packaged and dispersed among ghetto teens from south of the border, remorselessly. My clay feet marching to the beat of blind hip-hop disagreeable morning stars, mere conjurers of principalities, lost and prophesying for fallen spirits. Not knowing the inner workings of their world lies in collusion with the iron feet of government and police in this revised Roman-like ironclad infrastructure. A hierarchy of ringleaders taking orders from a cherub, the Prince of Tyrese. And what of the child, Black Jesus? Identify with more than the common man. Identify with those caught under the mightier-than-the-sword lash of a pen named Felony. And Lord, please hear the prophetic plea of the inner city streets violently bombarded. Am I proud to be in the marginalized corridor, surviving over mentalities of senseless violence and immorality? Proud to be stretching outstretched, displaced hands to God, handed down life sentences for being fearless street jungle targets of the catcher's grasp, manufactured under the capitalistic absorbent seduction of fast money? I'm proud to be blood-bought. No blood, sweat, and tears defines me, failing to find my way in this demonic democracy. Prophetic poets of Torah proclaimed of my beloved people in this mafia.
cesspool of a sub-Saharan Holocaust. And casualties like our sons in the streets under police, sadly, is what it takes to wake up America to a tragic societal reality.
Out of mind, out of body experiences. I wanna let it go, talk to God. But it was a long way to the top, and we wanna ghetto start. So we sold rocks and stole blocks, and our ghetto heart. We get this money long, but it's never really long enough. And they say we're heartless and we're cold. Do they know? How do we make it back from the darkness so deep? Why do these hounds still follow my scent in the breeze? Where the strife is so thick, separated from all we love. Hell is the nightmare you have when you're not asleep. Our family and friends still wish you well, but silently they wonder what will come of these young men, a whole generation wondering. His music loud, lungs in the cloud, and his gas like woke. Our exploitation so amusing. I see mass confusion in the way we sometimes portray life. A mass delusion, and we do it. What would the wise men say about this game that we play? Got our lives so shallow, but then we grow and realize our society's just a stage. Filled with endless actors, characters whose roles seem to intersect behind colorful curtains and miscellaneous chapters while looking into this bubble. Yet strange enough, I can clearly see none of this is really me. Now I'm seeing so many schemes. Some want to love while others want power and respect. Then we have those in paradise we choose to neglect. They like to teach, we ought to reach high. So we live and we learn to let ambition be our guide. We follow the dream, so what do you want to be? Let me think.
Malcolm me, or take a headshot while I stand on the edge of a balcony. because there are some truths that I gotta speak that the streets don't want you to hear. Fulfill that I turn this lead into gold like alcohol. So I expose those who out there misleading the youth. Divide instead of uniting the troops behind these enemy line lines.
The mind of a free spirit. Strong will, so strong it made me want you to feel it. Not trying to be the realest, but the cause to be real is brutal and cold. Everyone who isn't, so I wanna put it off in my set. One on my back, I deliver through raw tracks. Dropping seeds as I go, but it's not to find my way back. The riddle of the shook one said that the adventure tried to witch. But which one's which? Cause my riddle don't switch. I'm the one dropping seeds to grow, I being led to a ditch. Behind enemy lines, but all this time to rhyme with no small change. I was saving cause I saw this shit bubbling. Too many watching. Why you watch me but keep saying you can't see nothing? I saw the whole world change styles. I had seen the new things coming. Like my sack said, Detroit, where I was born, but I was raised by Georgia. By people, places, feelings, and by walls. They say I was behind enemy lines before I was 3 feet tall. When I came here younger, Georgia, I know like 90 degrees summer. 2 days of winter. Like the topmost description of Southern. Behind enemy lines, change storm poet.
Revolution won't stop until the bloody end of resistance itself.
A revolution must force a revisiting of the 13th Amendment's constitutional clause and force a prophetic look in the mirror concerning the diabolical legislation under the Constitution's mantle. Targeting for mass incarceration. So systematic were its writers, and systemic were its roadblocks. Their political trapdoors begat project trapdoors, and the manufacturing of desperate third world country drugs was forced to congeal with the manufacturing of poverty stricken, impressionable young street thugs. Though many still can't help but see the criminal negligence of a society toward black people lying wounded on their Jericho Road as something of a victimless crime.
Worldwide crime scene where our leaders don't speak. Tom's denial only keeps us weak.
elevator for the troops who can't weep, except on the inside, and that's the raw truth that cuts deep. But if you really want to be free, you gotta walk it, and it's a fine line, sometimes a tight rope with pitfalls on both sides. And when they say you out of touch, it's cause they think you got too much pride. Never understood why I hit the club and spent time riding around 285. All the while, intoxication was a way to take away the pain on the inside. In this caged in world, Michael Malone, Shining Storm Poet.
Mightier than the sword, lash of the pen named felony. And Lord, please hear the prophetic plea of the inner city streets violently bombarding me. Am I proud to be a product of welfare, thuggery, pimps, prostitutes, gangsters, chicanery, and slavery? Proud to be in the marginalized corridor, surviving over mentalities of senseless violence and immorality? Proud to be stretching outstretched, displaced hands to God, handed down life sentences for being fearless street jungle targets of a catcher's grasp, manufactured under the capitalistic absorbent seduction of fast money?
16 bars in 20, we cannot remain here, groping through the catacombs of confusion, looking for a talisman to replace the Urim and the Thummim, wherein lies the only true answer.
Bone of this country built on black. black bones. Timeline soaked in blood, I hear my ancestors singing wade in the water as we tread through this flood. I want to feel free, but the lines of my poems are haunting me. Black bones.
Every day reminded that I was born against the grain. In a world where the heart is so easily frozen. Collectively, ours were dropped and broken to a million pieces. A fragmented life, that's us. More often than not, I hear my brother say, ain't no love in the cities, not in the heart. So how do we love in spite of those who don't mean to offend but do? We're just black and brown mixed in this American stew. And that was all we loved.
Black bones.
Looking up to the heavens from a world of scars. Conflicting ideologies created by men. Tainted by sin. None of us as modest and clean as we might have been. So where's the love and mercy then?
Black bones. Silence has become louder than the cries of justice. Desensitized, no longer notice the numbness. Too many blind sheep comfortable in their mental cells with no intentions of making bail. But I'm here to remind you, cells become tombs too. And I heard a prophet say that your silence won't protect you, black bones.
Each decade we change directions, only to end up empty-handed with American dreams. Cause black smoke and black screens is all I ever seen on this American scene. Sitting alone like that character in the movie The Passenger, I was asking, have you ever watched life as time was passing you by? Taking snapshots of fading glory? Got me penning verses 151 to, and diving from the rooftops of clouds to digging deeper. Mentally, I was thinking, slavery was legal.
Black bones.
It made illegal, and prison was created as a sequel to regulating lives and making money off of the poor people. Now with children's future, now more than ever, dangle over the flames of disaster like the true meaning of Gatorade.
Black bones.
Little ones catching life sentences without chances for parole.
Black bones.
Just cold justice on that railroad from school to prison. In society thinking that we ain't in prison because we ain't in prison. I'm just pinning the truth and defending it. Laughing like a joke on the suicide squad. Because it's like we really ain't got no voice. We really ain't got no choice.
Black bones. Black bones.
Talent. To you, and hopefully